What is happening, everybody? So I was trying to like record this for YouTube with my computer, like my laptop, but that like Windows Movie Maker bullshit, every time I would go to record it, it would fucking just like stop recording like randomly. If anybody knows how to fix that or something good to record on, please let me know. I don't have a video camera or whatever. Obviously, in the background, if you can hear it, hopefully you guys can. That's St. John, my boy. He already told me in a previous talk that I could use his music for the intro of my podcast. So, shout out to St. John. Really, this might be a shorter one just because I had it planned for like the YouTube thing. So I was just gonna like do that real quick. So I didn't have that much material ready. So I apologize for that. If you're upset with me, I apologize. You could take it up with my manager, JC. You could get at her at J Couchma. So take it up with her, because I know it's bullshit, but she's just really slacking on this whole, like, she's supposed to be in charge of my graphic designs. I'm the one that makes all the those awesome Photoshops that you guys see on my, all those Photoshops you see on my Instagram and Facebook, if you have me on those. So, but yeah, at J Couchman, she's the one that's slacking on this stuff, so just let her have it. I just wanted you guys to know, too, by the way, I am the new president of the He-Man Woman Haters Club. And if anybody wants to join the He-Man Woman Haters Club, you guys can just DM me on any social media, because I will respond. You know, I really want to get this thing as big as possible, this He-Man Woman Haters Club. Again, the He-Man Woman Haters Club. And if you don't know what that's from, just go jump off a bridge. Anyway, what the He-Man Woman Haters Club is going to do, as men, we have been on the defense for too long now. All these people want to talk about, I don't know what they're talking about, but that sounded stupid. No, but the He-Man Woman Haters Club is it's a group of men, no girls allowed, okay? It says it right in the fine print of the contract, no girls allowed, that we're going to attack, the feminist, okay? We're going to go directly at the heart of the feminazis. We're going to take them out from the inside out, okay? I have a deployable woman that's going to go into the feminist organization and bring them down from within. All right? And us as men, we are going to go attack them with we're going to go after the feminazis and hit them with fire and fury and frankly power, okay? This is the President of the United States of America, okay? The Cheeto Finger Jesus. That's who I am, Cheeto Jesus. So yeah, that was obviously a joke, guys. I shouldn't have to say that, but the girls that listen, if there is, there's probably not. It's probably like one dude that just like has Cheeto fingers himself and just listens to this all the time. That got this up to almost 1,300 downloads on Podbean. By the way, if you guys are listening to this, by the time you hear it, go onto my Twitter and I'm gonna put a little Twitter poll, see if you listen to it on Podbean or iTunes, just so I could get like a idea. Anyway, the main focus around this podcast is I've been going to a new gym, and it's a good gym. Nah, I was gonna say great. It's not great. It's good. FX Fitness and Broadview, they're a little bit outdated, but it gets the job done. So, I mean, I'm gonna keep going there. Plus, they gave me a deal, so fuck it. Anyway, my issue with FX Fitness is in the bathroom, the men's bathroom. Okay, so if you're an old man and you take a shower and you walk around naked for a little bit, that's cool. That's fine. Okay, no big deal, right? But the length of time that these men are naked in this locker room, it blows my mind. I'm like, I don't really even know what to think. They're just, so like, okay, I went there the one day, and I go to the bathroom, or like, I go into the locker room, this guy's naked, whatever, no big deal. I go work out for about 20 minutes. 20 minutes later, I got pissed real hard. I got pissed so hard. So I go piss. The same dude, 20 minutes later, still butt naked, just standing in front of, there's two sinks, and he's in the one that he was in before, combing his fucking medium length black hair back and just butt naked, no towel, nothing. His nuts are like on the counter. So I go piss, whatever. I go wash my hands. I'm like washing my hands in the sink that's like 3 feet away from this dude that's just like dipping his nuts in the sink. He's just plopping them on the counter just so that I know that his nuts are there. Just powdering their balls for like a weird length of time. Look, okay, you got to powder your balls sometimes. So you don't want to stick them to your leg. That's cool. I appreciate the effort that you go through for your balls. These guys powder their nuts for like 27 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck are you even doing? Are you trying to get powder in between every fucking crack of your ball sack? Because this is going to take a long time. But no, for real, they're naked so long. And it's not one guy that's like this. It's like the whole gym community of old men. They're all always naked. And I just don't understand it. So like 2 days ago, I'm pissing in the urinal. And so, girls, if you don't know what a urinal is, I don't really know what to tell you. It's a thing guys piss in. So there's three of them lined up. And, like, guy etiquette is what? If you're the first one there, you go to one of the end ones, right? You don't go to the middle one. And then the next guy, if you have to piss too, you go to the opposite end one. So there's a little bit of space in between you guys, right? Well, I go all the way to the left, and I'm pissing. One of those butt-naked motherfuckers comes up and stands in the middle one. So he's right next to me, butt-naked, like, looks over at me and gives me one of those head nods. And I'm like, what? In what world is this okay? I felt so uncomfortable. I got, like, weird, like... So I always have to piss a lot, right? And then another thing, too, is, like, I'm not real good at pissing in public, especially if I know people are, like, looking at me. So I get that nervous pee that just goes away. I folded under pressure. I cracked, and I don't know what happened. It was just weird to me. And then, I noticed this too. It's weird that when you're at the gym, like, okay, so you know how they say if you smile more, you'll be overall happier? Which I think is 100% true. But then, like, I was at the gym and total broing out. I would, like, get done with the set and, like, flex, like, whatever body part I did. So I was, like, the other day I did chest, and I was, like, flexing my chest after the set. Like, not noticeably, but just doing it. And it kind of, like, I think the way you act really affects, like, the way you physically act really affects how you mentally, like, how your brain works, how you think. Whatever. So same with before, like, those I think it's New Zealand rugby that does it. They do that, what's it called, the haka, I think. I don't know, that might be wrong, but they do that, like, crazy dance, and, like, I think Hawaii does it too, or a form of it. And it, like, I don't think it's really to intimidate the other team, because they did it before, like, a they did it before a basketball game. Like, I don't think that's going to intimidate somebody. I think what they're doing is trying to psych themselves up. Or, I was going to say Conor McGregor, how he, like, always talks shit to people. I think that's to get in their heads. But it's also, obviously, to hype himself up. That's how Cody Garbrandt is. He's a bad motherfucker. But he was saying, like, even if he has, like, no issues towards somebody, he doesn't want to touch your gloves. He doesn't want to shake your hands because if he's going to fight you, like, you're the enemy. He needs to get that in his head. It's not like ill will against you. It's just for his own psych. Like, he needs to psych himself up. And I think that's just how it is. Like, football, too. Like, when I was playing football, we would run out on the field and shit. And then if, the defense, we would do our little chant shit when we got in the huddle before we ran out onto the field. And it wasn't really to intimidate, like, the other team. It was to, like, pump ourselves up. I don't know. It's just weird how like, your brain works. Or another thing, too. This is a weird one. I don't know why I did this. Oh, I watched a YouTube with Elliot Hulse. He was a dude that I used to watch, like, religiously. Like, I used to watch Rich Piana, like, religiously, too. So he was talking about, like, if you're super stressed out, just, like, what do the little kids do when they're stressed out? They throw a temper tantrum. Like, they'll jump up and down, scream, shake their head, shake their arms. And he's like, if you ever get, like, super stressed out, just try that. So I did. I was like, fuck it, what do I have to lose? It worked. I threw a little temper tantrum in my basement. And all my troubles went away. Now I meditate. So now I do the complete opposite. Instead of being loud and obnoxious, I don't move and I don't make any noise. But man, that one night when I had that, like, weird experience, that was incredible. If you don't know what I'm talking about, so I don't even know if you guys listen to this all the time or if it's just, like, random people. So that's why I repeat myself a lot. I was meditating the one night. I didn't have an edible, nothing. And I was laying there, and the guy, we're working on this, it's called noting. So instead of, like, when a thought pops into your head or, like, a distraction, instead of just destroying that distraction, you just kind of, like, if you think of it as a balloon, like, each thought is a balloon, instead of, like, popping those balloons, you just kind of, like, touch them with, like, a feather or something. Just let them, just know that they're there. Know that you have that thought. And so I'm doing this, just, like, noting all these thoughts. And then he tells you, it's just the guy that's guiding you. It's just a voice. He says, scan your full body from head to toe and just take a little note of how everything feels. So I start at my head and I envision, like, this, like, green laser that covers my full body going down from head to toe, like, real slow. And you guys know I tore my ACL in high school, so my knees always hurt. There's got to be something I can do. I just don't know what it is. But I'm meditating and this laser gets to my knee and the pain, I just notice it's not there. So I'm like, if I just don't think that this hurts, if I don't think that my knee is in pain, like, is it just not in pain? I was really, like, I don't know. I get super into it when I'm meditating. I probably think too much, but I don't know. So I'm thinking, I'm, like, sitting there. My knee's not hurting. It feels, like, so good. My knee feels so good. That's what was so, like, taking, like, made me feel so weird. Because sometimes I'll just be laying there and it hurts. And so I'm laying there and it feels amazing. And I get to, like, my toes and he goes, all right, now take, he's like, take deep breaths in and deep breaths out, counting one to two. Deep breath in is one, the breath out is two. And do that up to 10 and then restart. So I'm doing this for I don't know how long, maybe a minute, minute and a half. And then he says, all right, now deep breath in. And when you exhale, just let everything go. And when he said, let everything go, my fucking brain put me through like warp speed in the universe. Like my body, like my, I don't know. Like I want to say it was my soul, but that's real deep. So whatever this is, it's me. And it gets shot through this fucking hyperspace. And I see the stars going past me, and then it just stops at like a blink, like a on a dime, just stops, no slowing down. And I'm just like, my arms and legs go forward, kind of in this like whatever I'm floating in, and it was just like a feeling of ecstasy. Like everything felt so good, and this was just from meditating. So everything's like feeling good, and everything's I'm just floating there. Apologize for the yawn. So I'm just floating there. And then he starts talking again, and it kind of goes in like reverse. And then I'm back into my body. I don't know. It was really, really incredible. And I tried, I've been meditating since, doing like the 10-minute sessions. I haven't had it again. Usually now, because I'll do it too late, I'll just fall asleep while I'm meditating. The one day me and JC did it together. And she's like, it was only a 3-minute one too. It was a 3 or 5 minute one. And she's like, JT, did you just fall asleep? And I was like, no, why? And she's like, because you're snoring. You fell asleep. So mad at me. I was like, I don't know. That was like a good sleep though. So yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was weird that you could affect your mood so much just by like how you physically act. That's where I was going with that, and then I went into the meditation thing. So really what I'm saying is like, just smile a little bit more today. Alright? Just give off some positive vibes to people. Especially if you know somebody that really needs like positivity in their life. Fucking smile around them all the time and see if it works. See if it helps. I'm gonna try it. You know, I know people that they get mad about little things. I'm just gonna be positive now, like today, at least just see if it works. Or the next time I see them, whatever. So, told you guys to ask me some Sarah Ha messages again, like ask me questions. And I really only get like, I feel like it's the same person. I get like 3 questions. I got 6 and it took like a week. I haven't done a podcast in a while. I feel like, I don't know. I think as far as podcasts, I think 2 to 3, an occasion 4 a week is ideal. I think 2 or 3 a week is perfect. So that's probably what I'm going to start doing. We'll see. Probably maybe 3, not 2. So, where's your girlfriend at? These are the messages, obviously. Where's your girlfriend at? Right now, she's either in class or at home, probably watching like The Bachelor or something. The Bachelor in Paradise, if that's still on. Or Below Deck. I don't know. She watches that stuff. Sometimes she gets me to watch it. Like that when we watched the fucking Little People LA. Oh my god. It was incredible. I'll start watching. That's so fucked up. Ooh, my buddy Dan, by the way. He has a story about almost hooking up with a little person, and I'll get him on. Oh, actually, speaking of Dan, it seems that your friends are douchebags, especially Dan. You need to find better people. Okay, so I talk about Dan in probably the worst way possible, but that's because he's like a good friend. So I can, I'm like allowed to talk about him like super negatively. Oh man, I struggled with that one, didn't I? Holy shit. But yeah, so he's like, I'd just say he's one of my like closest friends, even though we don't hang out outside of work, but I see him twice a week for like 8 hours. So, I mean, obviously, you develop like a relationship with somebody that you see that often. The weird thing is about also at work, I've been there for going on 4 years at Acme, and I maybe talked to 7 people there. One of them's a 87-year-old man that I work with in Frozen. He's like the step grandpa I never had. Some people like that work there for like 2 years. They don't even know who I am. They don't realize that I've been there that long. But he's not really a monster. I like to make him seem like a monster. I really like to make him seem like a monster. But he's, especially to me, he's a great guy. There's other people at work that he's not the nicest to. He can be a very mean person, but me and him are like, we're like best friends at work. Like the we actually call ourselves the Gruesome Twosome. And when we work together on Tuesdays, it's the Gruesome Twosome Tuesday. So that's how Dan is. He's really not a douchebag, I promise you. I don't know who wrote that. I asked him if he wrote that, because I saw that one a couple days ago. And he's like, you need to stop talking about me so bad. So I think he's actually boycotting the podcast. He's not listening. But Dan's not a bad guy, I promise. You're nice and cute. Think you have a girlfriend. I do have a girlfriend. I don't know what to say to you. You probably don't listen to my podcast. What probably happened is you saw my Snapchat that I posted, and you were just like, ooh, look at this snack. But they probably don't listen to my podcast. You and Jenna look nice together. It's nice to see her support for your podcast. It is amazing to have her support for my podcast, except she's boycotting me too. Two of my diehard best friends are boycotting me because Jenna's mad that I've only had her on twice and then I had Brian on twice, or maybe I had her on 3 times. I don't even remember. Last one she was on was episode 13, so she's pissed about it, okay? Dan's pissed at me because I haven't had him on and I had Brian on 2 times. It all revolves around Brian Sternick, that stand-up comedian. That guy is just ruining my life. Just kidding, Brian. You're not ruining my life. Her support for my podcast is awesome, isn't it? It's really cool. I'll get into that after this. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck pickles? Fucking kidding me with that? That's the question you ask me? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck pickles? Fuck out my podcast, motherfucker. Just kidding. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I can't answer that. I'm so sorry that I can't answer it, but I just can't. I don't know the answer, okay? You look like a cheater. Well, newsflash, I've never cheated on anybody, so fuck yourself. For real. I've never cheated on anybody. The only, like, thing that I've ever done was I was talking to, like, a couple girls at once. But that was, like, girls that I met on Tinder. So, and then they all found out about each other. So that was a little bit douchey, but it was fucking Tinder. What did you expect? Seriously. Okay? You're not finding Prince, let's be honest, you're not finding Prince Charming on Tinder. And if you did find Prince Charming, well, you found the one out of 1,000 guys. But, then, like, even after that, like, after they, like, roasted me, they did roast me. Maybe I'll try and find the messages. But after they roasted me, like, 3 of them were like, yeah, we'll still be friends, like, that was kind of fucked up that we did that. But I was, I took advice from Dan on what to say back to these girls because they were being ruthless. They were calling me, this was before I even shaved my head bald. They were calling me a bald, lowlife, faggot. Like, really mean stuff. Real hurtful stuff. Even though the F word is just not acceptable for anybody. And here's another thing about the word faggot. I'm not saying it. Like, it's like the N word. Like, I'm not going to say it on here in case any black people, like, listen to it. But every now and then, when I see my, like, if I see, like, Brian or, like, Dan, I might be like, what's up, N-word? I'm not saying it as, like, a bad thing. It's not fair that people need that, like, they get to own that word. Like, black people are the only ones that can say that. It's not fair. I'm not going to say it in front of you, but I'm going to borrow it if you're not looking. That's a shout out to Joe Rogan for that one. Yeah, I just, but faggot, whatever. Or like when people say like, oh, you're being gay. Don't take it so negatively. Man, I'm having a trouble with the word negatively. Oh my gosh. But I'm not saying, like, I would never say that to somebody that was gay. I would never, ever say that to somebody that was gay. Like, it's... I have no qualms against anybody gay. I had a bunch of gay friends actually, but I would never say that in front of them. I'm only saying it to like my friends like that are being lame. I'm not saying it like if you say something like, "Oh, that's gay," you mean like that's like lame. You're not saying like you're not going after the gay community unless you're a fucking asshole. Then you're going after the gay community, but I'm not. Or like, man. So I think I said this before on one of the podcasts that I'm like the least racist person, but some of the shit that like people used to say to me on Twitter or like Facebook, like DMs, like after I tweet something like as a joke, oh my goodness, it's so bizarre. I don't know. We all got to be nicer to each other. This ended up being a 27-minute podcast. I thought it was going to be like 10. I talk too much. That's why I do a podcast. So, yeah, if anybody knows how to do video recordings, please get in touch with me. Please. I'm asking you. Because I don't know how to fucking do this shit. So, go vote on, or go answer the Twitter poll about the what you listen to this on. That would be fantastic. And yeah, I mean, I don't know, guys. I don't even know how to end this one, so I'm just gonna play you guys some more St. John. That's my man. I'm keep trying to get this guy on here. St. John, if you ever listen to this podcast, you better. All I'm asking is like a 10-15 minute Skype conversation. I just want to talk to my dude. Maybe talk about your upcoming album that I know is coming soon, guys. So if you guys are listening to this, I might have just spoiled it for you. But yeah, his album's gonna be coming out soon. So until next time, guys. Peace.